69 to join the conversation. Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
VOIP 0-2-VOIP 929-299-1269. VOIP 929-299-1269. SDFO2VOIP 929-299-1269. OPVOIP 929 299 1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Am I broadcasting? I am indeed broadcasting. Okay. I did not learn the dialect of Akta. Aktaben is, according to everybody I've met in Japan, Aktaben is not Japanese. It is indeed. It's me, with a lot of lag. Let me turn off my radio. You should get on Open VoIP and tell me about Okiamben. I heard that, like, Osakaben is one of the most, it might be the same, I don't know, but it's one of the most, like, aggressive Japanese dialects, apparently, or accents, apparently. Although, I guess that makes sense, but I don't know. I was with my friend in Osaka one time, and I told him that, and he said, yeah. And I said, but you don't sound aggressive. And I said, I know. Right now, I'm not from Osaka. I'm just from Japan. Anyway, I hope I can be heard. But, I don't even know why I'm deciding to use my... I think the only reason I'm using my phone is because I don't have a VoIP client set up on my computer. Do I? Do I still have X-Lite? Well, no, I don't. And if I did log in, it would kick me off of this call, so... I've heard that before, but I do not know, because I never really bothered to speak to anybody than Aktaben, and most of the people I interacted with didn't really speak it, because they were service in, like McDonald's people, or working at a bookstore, or something like that, but, I don't know, well, I mean, I went to a sake tasting party at one point. But I don't really recall anything special about Aktaben. I don't know. Yeah, I wish I went to more places too. I stayed in Akita for most of it, and I traveled around to, like, a bunch of different places in Akita. And I went to Tokyo and Osaka during the summer, and I went to, but I didn't see much of Osaka, but I saw a lot of Tokyo because I had a friend there that showed me around. And I went to, I think I went to Aomori Prefecture right before I left, because I went to Koiwai Farms, which I'm pretty sure is in Aomori. Yeah, but Tokyo is still pretty far away. Sapporo is Hokkaido? In Hokkaido, I think? Right? Or Sapporo... I could not see Mount Fuji. I think I could have seen it one day if it hadn't been cloudy, but I couldn't. Yeah. I really wanted to go to Hokkaido because there's an Ōtogoro Museum. And, there's a music box. And my mom really wanted, like, a nice hand-painted music box, but it was just, I never got to go. I never had time. Because the only time I really had off was during the summer and Golden Week. And Golden Week, one of my friends came to the school, and then the summer, I spent 2 weeks out of AIU, and then, well, more like 3 weeks out of AIU. And then the last week, I came back. I don't know, because I feel like it's not that popular, because, if I say Ōtogoro, everybody in Japanese understands, but if I say music box, nobody has any idea what I'm talking about. And I think that's because of American English. So, because I heard a British comedian one time, he was talking about American English, and how we say, which I don't know, I guess I'd say music box there too, but they, he was talking about how Americans have to make everything so specific because Americans are so dumb they can't understand. We don't say, like, you know, it can't just be glasses. I don't wear glasses. I wear eyeglasses. It's not just a watch. It's a wristwatch. And it's, I don't know, it's really funny. It's not a phone. It's a cell phone. But, yeah. So it's not just a box, it's a music box. Who knows? But, okay, I really want to go. I had a friend that went to Sapporo. He's from Germany, and he went.
Hello
just
and
one
welcome.
Weekend, and
it
I,
is
he
now
actually
time for SDFO to VOIP.
Like,
please
right
dial 929-299. 1269 to join the conversation.
Sitting here, waiting on callers. Hey there, this is Bob from Bob's Computer Repair. I'm here to encourage you to join Open VoIP on SDF. If you have an SDF VoIP account, join by calling 1088. That's 1088. I don't know what the hell the phone number is. 269 something something. I have it in the chat, but I don't know where it went. Can somebody tell me what the phone number is? And you can call on the phone, too, if you don't have an account. It's 929-299-1269. That's right, 929-299-1269. With the American country code. God bless America and happy chatting. This is scary. I could do all kinds of voices. It's beautiful. I've been, like, just doing random voices since I was in middle school because, I don't know, I was on a mission, not a mission trip, I was on a church trip one time, and the guys all stayed in one hotel room, the girls all stayed in one hotel room. Well, there was three guys. It was me, my friend Chevy and brother Charlie. And me and brother Charlie were sitting in the hotel room. Chevy was downstairs eating. And he came back up. And we just grabbed him. But I told brother Charlie before he came back up, I said, I'm getting a caller. Okay, never mind. I'll postpone that story. But basically, it started my voice acting career, hobby. That's right, you have to be ARPA. Do you have to be ARPA? I think so, but you have to be ARPA to do, like, anything on this GF. But it's $36 once for the rest of your life, and then, yeah, it's worth it. I think. I don't know. I'm advertising SDF. One 800 SAFE AUTO, safe auto. Yeah, I also bought a PDP 11 kit, which is a PDP 11 emulator, basically. But I don't think it's nearly as good as I expected it to be, so I may just wait to build it and let the computer club build it and do all my work for me. And I'll just do the switches to make sure they get done right. I hated Kalpas, actually. I really, really hated it. Because, really? No. No. Because, one, it's white. I don't expect anything white to taste sweet. I wanted it to taste like milk. Because I had heartburn the first time I tried it, and it made it worse. And also, my friend told me it sounded like cow piss, and I was like, I can never drink this again. It's an evil drink. No drink should be white. Except milk. No drink should be allowed to be white. I drink coffee all the time. But actually, my favorite coffee is Koiwai coffee. But most people don't consider that coffee because it's just so incredibly sweet. And it doesn't have nearly as much caffeine. Koiwai. Really? Oh, you should. Well, they would have made it when you were there, but I only knew it because they sold it in the,
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Jay Parsons?
This is.
This is JBug29.
Hello, JBug29.
Hello, Jay Parsons.
Hello.
Are you also an alcoholic?
I've only gone through one can of rosé cider, which is about 6% at this point. So
see, that's where they get you. They tell you it's 6%,
yeah.
And then it's 40.
Can't keep track of that shit, man. Sometimes, you know, time zones. I don't know.
It's true. You know, you take it across the border of Central and East, and suddenly...
East, West, one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Exactly. Absolutely beautiful, but... Anyway, how are you doing tonight?
Not too terrible.
That's the way to be.
Oh, wait, is that just picking up? Wait, no, it's not.
Yeah, I've noticed I was in Japan for 8 months and I just came back to the US. And like I've noticed everybody's so much more depressed in the US. Like I've been going up places, I'm like, "Oh, how are you today?" They're like, "I'm okay." I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, it's kind of I mean, fuck, man, it's been a weird ride, you know, Trump fucking bullshit. I mean, fuck.
It's true. Look, it's the clinical depression. It's spreading through the air.
Yeah. Or something. Something's spreading through the air.
I mean, you know, they say...
At one point in my life, when I was a little bit crazy, I thought that somebody had dosed the air with acid. Maybe I was right.
You might not have been wrong. Who knows? I mean, there was... My friend once swore up and down the FBI was spying on him, and I mean,
well,
I don't know
wrong,
if he was wrong.
You know? I mean, but that's what they do. What they do.
Exactly.
It's their job. I mean, it might not have been him personally, but...
Yeah. My brother's been doing work for the FBI now, so I'm just wondering, like, sometimes if he's just outside my house listening.
In the FBI surveillance van? Well, that's a common joke among, you know, Wi-Fi servers.
Oh, yeah, I said it that.
So there's probably some people who, like, don't realize it's a joke who take that shit serious. I don't know. Oh, no. The FBI is outside my house.
Can you imagine if it's, like, some old person, too, and they're just like, I knew he shouldn't have looked that up. Oh, no.
They're like looking at porn on the internet, you know, and then they look
right.
at the Wi-Fi and it's like FBI surveillance van.
They Google
oh,
the
no,
word
it's
for
like,
North.
It's like Herbert Hoover, you know, it's like fucking he's cross dressing, you know. And
he goes from Herbert Hoover to oh, I'm Hoovy.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
I wish I could become three ducks on the internet.
What was that? No, that was Car Top. I used to listen to that in grad school. You know, kind of like hungover Saturday morning. It was on before Wait Wait.
Hello? Hello. Uh-oh.
OPVOIP 929-299-1269.
Am I the one still broadcasting, or is Jay Parsons on and I'm just not hearing anything? Hello? Who? Jay Parsons, if you're still there, I think you're muted. Can you hear me? Well, huh, did you mute yourself? Or maybe just try reconnecting, I don't know. heard a click. It's the FBI. They cut the lines. They couldn't handle our sacrilegious talk about Herbert Hoover. Well, anyway, while I'm alone on the line, I'm going to talk about, I've decided to name my Altair, if it ever turns on, Ark. And you may think of arc as, you know, an electrical term, like an electric arc, but I'm thinking of it more like the American Red Cross, because I went in there to clean the flux off of the board, and I had cut my finger so many times on
the CPU
board.
There are two other parties in this conference.
I've donated blood to my CPU.
Hola, ¿qué es que se?
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Nice to see. I've, like, forgotten. I used to could speak, like, a little bit of Spanish, but I have forgotten literally everything.
Yeah, I'm kind of same.
Yeah. Like, when I went to start learning Japanese, I would get confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would put in Spanish words in Japanese. No. Now, it's like, I try to speak Spanish, and it's like, hola des.
Yeah, I get fucked up with languages in my head, too. Well, you know, it's like, I know Russian, Polish, German, Ukrainian, Yiddish. It's like, it's all just kind of, it's all fucked up in there, kind of sometimes.
Too many languages.
And a few others that get mixed up as well. It's like, it's hard to keep it straight sometimes.
I would, like, fall on the floor and start screaming if I knew that many languages. I wouldn't be able to cope. Snowdust knows a ton, and it's, like, terrifying. My one of my friends, she is a Spanish teacher, and she's married, and sometimes she just starts talking to her husband in Spanish, and he just stares at her, and he's like, I don't know what you're saying. Hello? Oh, the FBI cut the line again. Yes, Notice you should join us. I don't hear you again, Jay Parsons, so I'm assuming that, your phone died again? I don't know. What are you calling in on? Okay, I see. Yeah, and I just heard the hang up click.
OOIP929.
If you have an analog telephone, I mean, any one of them would work. If you have an analog telephone, one of these Cisco ATA adapters are probably, I think they're like $14, maybe at most $20. A Cisco SPA112 adapter. You can get one on Amazon, and it has a little web server on it. You go in, you plug in all your SDF stuff, and you can actually use that and use an analog telephone to call in to SDF. And if you have the VoIP plan that allows you to call outside numbers, you can actually use it like a real telephone. And you can get for a few more dollars, you can get a Washington State phone number. Yeah, my mom had to cut off long distance because good lord, it's expensive. And it surprises me, like, still, it's 2020, and we're still succumbing to the great terror that is the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, AT&T. And personally, I want a telegraph. I feel cheated because I don't have a telegraph, but it's the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. And listen, for damn $60 a month, I should have more than local calling. I truly do believe. SMJ, if you were listening, what company does, I would assume it's AT&T, what company does SDF use to actually connect to the outside world as far as the VoIP goes? Sorry, I don't speak English anymore.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Computer repair show?
Hello.
Hello, is this the Bob's Computer Repair Show?
Yeah, this is Bob's Computer Repair.
Okay. Hey, Bob, I was just calling to see what service provider SDF uses to get onto the PSTN. Do you know? Bob?
That's a good damn question.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Let's wait a while for Stephen M. Jones to respond.
Okay. It's called FlowRoute, and they provide what's called a virtual PRI. And a virtual PRI is a virtual T1, essentially.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, and so it's just a... They resell the service and, you know, some added features. Plus, they rent call blocks. So you can get blocks of numbers. And you can imagine some of them are vanity. Like, some of the area codes are vanity area codes. Like, premium area codes are 415, you know, for San Francisco. And Seattle is also considered a premium area code, and then so SDF has, I think it's got like 4 or 5 blocks in various area codes, and then some individual lines, like the 206-299-2120 is a single
Hello
line.
Hello and welcome.
Or
it is now
numbers.
Time for SDFO to VoIP.
It's a portable number.
Please
of course,
dial
929. So it's not tied to any central office, but it comes over the virtual PRI. And then there's numbers in the 360 area code, which is mostly eastern Washington, but also some other parts of Washington.
Oh, nice.
And that's a block of numbers. And then there's 425, which is in Seattle, King County, thinking is considered the east side. So Redmond, Bellevue, Issaquah, things like that. Those are there's a block of numbers there. And I think those two blocks, the 360 and the 425, are either 20 numbers or 25 numbers in the block.
I think my number is a 425.
Yeah.
Number.
425-256. Something.
Let's see. Hey, Siri.
What's my number?
What's SDF VoIP's number?
Oh, well, yeah, whatever.
Okay, she just heard SDF VoIP. Hold on.
Yeah, 425 was picked with the prefix of 256 because I thought people would like 256, or be memorable, is what it is. It's memorable.
Yeah.
And then when I was looking for an additional block, because we ran out of numbers to dole out to people, there was a a Manhattan area code you imagine how many numbers are there, 929, but they had the prefix 299.
Oh,
so I thought, oh, hey, that's memorable,
929, 299.
This Jay Parsons person is saying that 509 is Eastern Washington. I'm talking historical area codes as far as the Bell system is concerned, not any kind of newfangled area code. But anyways, area codes don't really matter anymore, unfortunately. You can't really tell where somebody is.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Oh, we can also get, let's see, 818, too, if you want Hawaii.
Should call. I would, like, prank call people with that number.
Yeah, it'd be a little strange. It'd be a little strange.
Hello, I'm now in Hawaii. Please send $3 million. I'm in a scam.
What's that?
It's just like, hello, I'm now in Hawaii. Please send $3 million, mother. I have no money.
Oh, God. Don't do that on STF VoIP. That's not good. Yeah. Okay. So, does that answer your question?
That does answer my question. That's actually pretty cool. I didn't know all that.
No. Bob?
Oh. Yeah, that answers my question, Stephen. Thank you very much for telling me.
Bob?
Yes, sir.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, sir. That answers all my questions.
All your questions.
Every last one of them.
Oh gosh. Would you say that you are satiated with answers?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty dang situated right now. Pretty dang situated.
Situated, yes. Yes, sir, baby. What did you do for the 20th anniversary of Y2K?
Well? You know, I wasn't too sure if my fireworks was Y2K compatible. So I had to blow them up, make sure.
You had to blow them up real good.
Yeah. Well, you know, they blew up. I don't know if that's compatible or not.
Did they have the sticker on them?
No, they had a sticker on there that said, dangerous, do not use.
Dangerous, do not use.
For governmental or educational use only.
That's nice.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
Y2K crap.
Didn't even reminisce about your Y2K experience?
Well, you know, that was a long time ago.
Yes, way back then, yep.
I don't know if I remember nothing from that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know,
yep.
Do you remember back then?
Well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Hell yeah, I remember back then.
You old then.
Yeah, real old. Remind me of the time that I heard a small child. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. So during the... I guess it was nearby. No, it was December 30th. Listening to somebody with a camera that was pointing it around, and somebody asked the person pointing the camera, you know. I think they were talking about Y2K, and then the person with the camera said, what's Y2K? Daddy, what's Vietnam?
What's a Korea?
It's a music. It's an amusement park. Vietnam amusement park. In Petting Zoo.
They never forgot it.
Well, yeah, I guess it just goes to show you that Y2K was a non-issue except for the poor souls that had to toil through other people's code to fix things.
Oh, God. I imagine that was, like, the worst part of it, is just...
fixing spaghetti code.
You find stuff from, I mean, like, crap from the 1960s, and it's just like, why? Why did they write this? Why did they do this?
Right, exactly. And what's the migration plan out of this? And when do they figure out, holy crap, the migration plan, just coming up with that is even more difficult than just letting the code run. Let's just patch it, make it Y2K compliant. There you go. Bring in a consultant and pay him lots of money.
Is it sometime in the 2030s, when does the Unix time run out?
2038.
We're going to have hell with
it. Well, that's 32-bit overflow.
Yeah.
So then you have a negative integer at that point. But that affects...
VOIP 929299.
Well, that's the end of the Unix epoch when... What is it? Oh, I don't know. We like skip around a bit is what will happen. It becomes 1911 or something like that, and a few days offset. Well, one thing that was interesting about Y2K is that you had different scenarios, though, I suppose, and rollover. So if you had some software that cared about the day of the week or pretended it knew about the day of the week, and it knew kind of about the century, or at least it thought the century started with 1 and a 9, then you could have, like, rollover from 1999 to 1900. So that was the fear. And then it's like, oh, okay, now it's just an inconvenience, other than when you hit February 28th, you don't go to February, you go to March 1st instead of February 29th, because year 2000 was the 400-year rule of having a leap year.
Oh, yeah.
In 1900, obviously, wasn't a leap year. So you have that kind of problem. And then, like the 3v2s, well, it's actually not the 3v2s problem, it's more Smail's problem. They kind of think of the year as 99, and so they think the year is 100 when they go to 2000. And then, what's the other thing they do? Oh, I think if you go look at, like, any 3B2 right now that's running Smail, it's probably saying that it's year 120.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a pandemic with open mic.
Company.
Anyone can stream.
American Telephone and Telegraph.
Yep, they're hell to get on the phone with.
Hell?
They're hell to get on the phone
with. Hell to get... More than Sirius XM. That's... God, I've been trying to cancel that subscription for a while. God, I feel so dumb about that. I
have to call the radio company.
You have to call them, yes. You can sign up just fine. And I signed up, like, I got a new car, and it had a Sirius XM thing as, like, a promo thing. And so I was like, oh, sure, I'll give it a shot. And I listened to it for a while, and I got really bored with it.
There are three other parties
and,
in this conference.
So, but somehow they ended up getting my credit card for the trial. So when the year was up, then they decided to charge me the monthly fee, which is something like $20.99.
A month?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So I've been trying to get a hold of, or, you know, get somebody on the phone so I can cancel. The best I've done so far is I talked to somebody, and they signed me up with an alternative email address for another trial. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. I kid you not. I mean, I got another trial somehow. Like,
sorry,
no.
You're theirs forever.
I want
it. Hey, this is Jazz Matt.
Should we call them on? They're already probably shut down. It's a Saturday, so they would be shut down.
Yeah.
This is Jazz Matt. Hey, Jazz Matt, those guys in New York, the New York NYC bug haven't sent back the terminal yet.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Have you heard anything from any of them recently, or have you?
Well, they're posting on Mastodon.
Right. I've seen a few of their posts as well on Mastodon.
I guess
maybe we should probably reach out to them and say, hey.
Reach out. Reach out.
Reach out and touch them. Yeah, I think there are laws against that, but.
Boring.
Yeah, well, but I mean, just reach out and contact them and let them know what your intentions are, that you want to take the terminal out with you.
Yes, I need it back.
So it needs to ship soon.
Yeah, they wanted to keep it for a thing that was happening in November, and they did. And now
yeah.
I'm just like, hey, I will send you a prepaid shipping label. Just slap it on the box and drop it off at FedEx Kinko's. But I had not heard from Pat. I think his name was Pat.
Uh-huh.
Pat.
Well, I mean, I can send him a message, too.
Pat.
And maybe the more queries that are going on, the more likely they're going to take notice and do something.
That would be nice. You should do that. That would be good.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I gave them permission to open it up and install, pull out the...
NetBSD on it,
and put NetBSD on it, yes.
That'd be cool.
I don't think they did that, so. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Chicago. I heard it was 62 degrees on Christmas Day in Chicago.
Yeah, it was ridiculously warm for Christmas, yeah.
It's warm?
Summer's Christmas.
Yeah. July and Christmas instead of Christmas and July. Yeah. Not quite that hot, but unusually warm.
Oh,
for this time of year in this location. 299-1269.
I think it was like 70 something here. I miss Christmas. Cold Christmas.
Yeah, actual like snow and ice Christmas.
SMJ said, sorry, had a drop. Be right back.
Yeah, no problem. I think we're going to go off on radio shortly anyway, in another maybe 4 or 5 minutes, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Or like 7 minutes? Because it goes off at like...
At the hour. Yeah, at the top of the hour, however many minutes we're away from that.
Yeah, we're 6 minutes away. The clock is ticking. We're running out of a non-radio space.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to be abusive about it, you could probably find some creative way to bridge the conference, bridge to open
attention
mic.
On radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a PenMic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
Like, open VoIP has taken over.
I remember one day there was this one dude that, like, he got on open mic. He never let off the mic. Somehow he managed to, like, stay on it. And he wasn't in comm either, so we had no idea who it was.
Who this guy was or who this person was. Yeah, sometimes you'll find people that will, you know, find it and probably just kind of screw around with it. And I think, I don't know firsthand because I've never really played with open mic, but I seem to recall hearing that it will nag you if you stay on for a long period of time, but it won't necessarily kick you off. It's, as long as you maintain your connection, I think you can stay on it for quite a while.
Maybe. I don't know. I think last time I tried to connect, it wouldn't let me connect anymore.
Well, I think if you connect and you go past whatever the time period is, and then you disconnect and try and reconnect, it'll prohibit you from doing so. But I think if you don't give up the connection at any point, I think you can go longer than the, you know, as long as probably the 1 hour block. But I don't know. Like I said, I haven't played with it directly. I think I heard maybe SMJ mention something about that at one point in time, that it'll nag you, but you don't necessarily have to give it up.
Yeah.
It's just considered good etiquette to disconnect after some period of time and let someone else have an opportunity.
Yeah, good old Nick. But I actually didn't know that was SMJ when he first came on the line. I thought it was Jay Parsons again. To me, they sounded the same. And then he started explaining how SDF connected to the BSDN. I was about to ask, like, how do you know all that? Should try messing around with open mic at some point again, but I don't know, that's too much work, because yeah, I don't know anything about DJing or doing anything else.
Yeah, for me it would be mic probably, like if I wanted to screw around and do something pre-recorded and do like a short pre-recorded show, 15, 30 minutes or something like that, and just jam it on there just to see what the reaction is.
Yeah. Snowdust just got back from pirating Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Well, it's called running your VHS back when it was, you know, actually broadcast on TNT, right?
Just copy the Blockbuster tape.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I actually have, I might have an actual copy that I recorded from, probably on VHS, from the actual broadcast on TNT when I had DirecTV satellite service.
Really?
Yeah, when it aired originally. Whether or not I could ever find that tape is another matter, and what condition it would be in.
Really surprised. I bought my tape. It's commercial tape. I bought it like secondhand forever ago. I think from like the thrift store or something.
And yeah, I'm. Yeah, that's a good place to find stuff like that. All sorts of weird specialty interest VHS tapes end up there.
Yeah. Every Disney film on the planet.
Yeah.
Before like 2004. When did they stop making tapes? Like 2006?
Yeah, I don't know when that would be. I mean, when did DVDs, you know, purchase of DVDs become relatively cheap?
Like
early 2000s, maybe?
It was sometime between 2004 and 2008. I know that because I bought the SpongeBob movie and I decided I wanted it on tape.
Yeah, that when you could get DVD movie, you know, feature length motion pictures for about $20, that was kind of the death knell of VHS.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.